You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. For the crowd was pressing in on Jesus, and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there, alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Today's gospel story is not just a vocation story for priests, religious or nuns. It is much more deeper. It is a story of vocation for all of us, that we are all called by Jesus Christ to be his disciples, to be his friends, to really trust him. Today we hear how life of Simon Peter looked before he met Jesus. He was trying so hard. He was doing a lot of work, but by his own strength, he was not able to achieve happiness and success and comfort. Until he met Jesus Christ, who showed him the way, the purpose and meaning of his life. Very often, brothers and sisters, we struggle to find the meaning of our life. We struggle to really make sense of all that we do, even the hard work, even all the things that we do every single day, such as Simon when he was casting nets into the sea and fishing. Jesus Christ comes into our ordinary life. He doesn't call the disciples on the mountain above clouds. He does it in the ordinary moments of their life, in their work, in where they live, in the responsibilities and duties of everyday life. And Jesus calls with his word today to us in our ordinary life, in everyday responsibilities. You don't have to only go to church to listen to Christ. Of course, that's a privileged place to hear the word of God. But you can hear his voice anywhere as well. Even when you work, even when you stay at home, even when you do something else. Just have your heart opened to the word of God, to the calling of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus calls today each one of us to friendship, to a special relationship with him, to be his disciples, to follow him, and to be the fishers of men. On Monday, February 11th, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. On this day, during the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we'll administer the Sacrament of Anointing of the Sick. We invite all of you to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.